The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley, Dean, and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It's getting better every day. September 11, 2012, Tuesday. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Unlike socialists. The terrible place, socialists, to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Bad place to be. Bad socialist. Right before the break, I was, right before we started the show, I'm sorry. I was online looking at Webster's 1828, looking for the word socialist or socialism. And it's interesting, I can't find it. Back in the day, it was just called Europeanism. Europeanism. You know what I say? European. All over their version of governments. Thomas Jefferson was right when he said the difference between American governments and European governments was the difference between heaven and hell. And that's exactly right. That was socialism back in the day. So when you're hearing people say that, you know what Obama's trying to do is Europeanize the world, well, that's right. People back in the 1700s would have understood that. And so would those in this country and others that are doing their homework. And they're paying attention as to what this corrupt government and its administration, not only in the United States, but all across the world, is trying to establish. So, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, or the left, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. Well, that's the great deception. That's what they're attempting to proclaim and promulgate. They're trying to push their doctrine on you, friends. Socialism. attempt to eliminate prayer on any phase of religious expression in schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Come up with organizations like the ACLU who blatantly tell you who they are. Roger Baldwin, when he rightly said, out of his own mouth, the end of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, is communism. That's right. Same thing with SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. Same difference. For those that didn't know, I shared before that Morris Dees, the founder, the twisted soul, friends, the twisted lawyer. I see why Jesus damned these people. He used to protect the KKK against the black communities. Now he's acting as the great sympathizer with the black communities and with the homosexuals. What he's doing is he's just working for the money, you know, that kind of a deal. A sign of socialism is discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity, masturbation, and easy divorce. Are you seeing this today? Yep. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. I didn't say socialist propaganda. I said communist propaganda. See these useful idiots that are playing in front of us? Communists, they're called socialists right now. And then what happens, friends? Vladimir Lenin rightly said that you just use the socialists to implement communism and then you get rid of the socialists. In other words, when you play Judas and you kiss the Son of God and betray him for 30 pieces of silver, you sell your soul, at length you will be hung by your own lie. See how that works? Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free pass. In other words, teach people that freedom of speech entails whatever you want. You can say it however you want. You can express yourself however you want. Just call pornography and child pornography, just call that free speech. No, friends, you don't have the right to break the law. But this is the communist propaganda machine. This has been implemented in this country since 1958. In other words, you've been attacked since its inception, friends. It started long before 1958. I mean, you got that joker Karl Marx. I think 9 people showed up at his funeral. And these losers, these socialists and these communists, use him, the great underachiever. It's kind of like Bart Simpson. They use Karl Marx as their standard. The man's in hell. Trying to tell these people, listen, I was wrong, I was wrong, I was wrong. And these people take it onto themselves. See, what they're doing is they're trying to create a God unto themselves that looks just like them. And they set themselves at war with God. It's not a good place to put yourself. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Talking about socialism first and then communism behind it through a totalitarian means. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Are you seeing this today? Yep. Who's helping implement this communist agenda? Yours truly. He's in the White House. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, and if you think I'm really stretching it, just hang on with me for a minute because we're going to go to the DNC and we're going to ask all those bright people in the DNC, can you define socialism for us? I think you're going to like this, friends. Some pretty twisted souls in every sense of the world. But this is a demonstration of what happens when you forsake God. They're called reprobates. That means God's hand and his hands have been taken off them because they rejected his mercy. Be right back. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We made 150 more of you. I love out fearlessly. He's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Bradley, you talk so condescendingly. 1-877-807-9977. Sounded a little flighty, didn't it? What do you prefer, condescendingly or flighty? I know the girls in the back here like the flighty stuff because they're kind of flighty themselves. Folks, socialism in Marxist theory, a transitional social state between the overthrow of capitalism, listen carefully, and the realization of communism. Definition of communism, a political is the science of governments. See, but folks, what's interesting is these people don't look at the word science and government, because if they did, then they'd have to acknowledge the creator of all things, because science is the study of creation. A political theory derived from Karl Marx, communism, the great underachiever. By the way, we may as well just call it for what it is. Folks, the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what thou wilt. Socialism, communism, no stop signs. Do whatever you want to do. Do what thou wilt. And as a matter of fact, even Obama himself and his teacher, Saul Alinsky, who all acknowledge their great grandpa, Karl Marx. Hey, listen, they all acknowledge Lucifer when they dedicate their studies. Their foolishness. So communism, a political theory derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war, and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned, the government owns it, and each person works is paid accordingly to their abilities and needs. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Here, let me show you the mind of a communist. Education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils... See, now listen, that's interesting. Aimed at destroying free will. But what do they teach the kids in public schools? Do whatever you want to do. Isn't that interesting? But communism aims at destroying free will. That's right. Because, friends, you need to remember, freedom is only found in what the law permits. Remember Jesus said, he who had the law within his heart, Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, then that the communists and socialists and leftists and liberals were at war with? Isn't it interesting that Jesus said, keep my commandments and live. And I want to make the distinction between law and grace. Law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. So you understand. Clarity, understanding. To whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Well, is that freedom found in lawlessness? No. Listen, folks, government and what holds governments together is truth. Truth is the glue that holds governments together. They promote just the exact opposite. They promote lasciviousness, carnality, bestiality, homosexuality, abortion, anything and everything you can possibly think. They promote it, and then what they do is they come in with a strong hand. Once you're so demoralized and you lose all virtue and all strength before God, and then they take rule over you. They make you slaves. See, the difference with the Democrats and the DNC and these socialist communists, a lot of them are doing it ignorantly, of course, but they're just, you know, useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin said, as I said yesterday. They are. They're useful idiots to help communists and communism implement itself through their ignorance. And people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, the Lord said. See? So just stay stupefied, and they want control over you. Let me go on here. This is the mind of a communist. Education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters, their puppet master, would have wished. The social psychologist of the future will have a number of classes of school children on whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that, listen carefully, snow is black. How many times, friends, have I told you they try to put light for darkness and darkness for light? Evil for good and good for evil. They want an unshakable conviction that snow is black. In other words, they want you to be at war with God through your ignorance. And they reverse everything they do. For example, when Obama says one thing, remember how I've said, friends, time and time again, he does the opposite. That's exactly right. When he says he's going to help the middle class, rest assured he's destroying the middle class. And if you look at his record, friends, which he does have to run on, that's exactly what he's aiming for. I'm here to help. I'm here to help. No, really, he's the great destroyer, friends, because he already knows that he has to do the opposite of what he says. To teach people that snow is black. This is the mind of a communist. When the technique has been perfected, say the mind of a communist, every government that has been in charge of education for more than one generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. Let me tell you this. Robert Winthrop rightly said this. Either you are going to be ruled by the word of God, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There's freedom when you're ruled by God. There's totalitarianism, communism, socialism, liberalism. Communism, as I said, when you want to be ruled by your government. See, the government through this administration, this wannabe dictator, he wants to be your daddy. He wants to be your daddy. I want you to hear me, especially you leftist whacks. Did you know that Harriet Tubman, they called her the Moses that used to free slaves? She used to hazard her life continuously in the saving of slaves, just like I am with the communists and socialists in America today through the blood of Jesus Christ. Harriet Tubman said, I have freed 1,000 slaves. She said, I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. See, the problem with these socialists and these communists, they don't realize that they're slaves. When a government comes in and sets itself at war with God, you better understand right then and there that you are dealing with totalitarianism. And that's exactly, folks, I just got done reading the Communist Manifesto. Portions of it. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression. Why? Set them at war with God. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Well, who's promulgating that? Who's attacking the church today? The great communist himself. Folks, I have a list of connection after connection after connection from Karl Marx all the way up to the White House today. If you've not seen Agenda, you need to see the documentary called Agenda. It will blow you away. He is the communist man. Now, what I want to do here, I got 3 minutes before the break. Okay, I want to have fun with this next piece. No, it's not called Agenda 21. It's called Agenda. Let me highlight a couple more of the manifesto, the 45 goals of the Communist Manifesto. Folks, every one of these assaults on America are from the communists. And this is since 1958. Just a couple that I've named off. And when I name them off, you've got to acknowledge that this is what's going on in your country right now. Folks, but the bottom line is with you and God, you're a majority. And I love that when that preacher said, man, listen, if you're not going to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. What is it that you prefer about being ruled by the state? Who dictates through Obamacare? Who lives? Who dies? Who gets treated? Who doesn't get treated? It's not their place to do this, friends. It's unlawful. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. They are out of their scope of authority, out of their scope of power. But as long as the American people are dummied down and stupefied, they have no worries, do they? No. One of the things that I see across this country more than anything is the fact that they withhold the price paid for your freedoms, friends. There's no excuse for it, because when I do these high school assemblies, which I've done, I see the Constitution all over the walls. I see the Bill of Rights on the walls. You know, remember back in the 60s when John F. Kennedy said, hey, listen, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. You know what kind of posters I'm seeing in public schools today, friends? Speaking of the Constitution. No, go ahead and ask your government. I kid you, negative. I've seen these posters. Go ahead and ask your government. They want to be your daddy. They want to make sure they can take care of you. And how many presidents, how many of our forefathers said that if a government is big enough to give you everything, it's also big enough to take everything away from you? One of the Communist Manifesto assaults is infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writings, policy making, not lawmaking, policy making positions, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Wow. I'm going to get off that topic, and what we're going to do when we come back, I'm going to play some audio from the DNC and let them speak for themselves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
amount includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, before I get to this, well, how do I say this? Before we get to the festivities and listen at the DNC and the intellect involved there, this is, we're going to have some fun. Just hang on a second. I got Heather here, one of the producers for the show, in here with me right now. But I want to, every time I say something, I got to back it up with facts. I just want you to give, from Karl Marx, the great underachiever, I want you to go ahead and share with the people the names all the way from the bottom to the top. It doesn't matter who they are, just so the people, they can re-listen to this radio program, okay? They can download it, they can re-listen to it, whatever the case is. Go ahead and do your homework on this, folks, and you'll find out what we're telling you is exactly right on the money. Go ahead, from the ground up.
Okay, now there's three different direct links from Karl Marx all the way to specifically President Obama or Obama. And the first one is Karl Marx, who from there linked to the Fabian socialists who learned from Karl Marx. And then the students.
Wait. Do you think like Fabio? Do you think he was like one of those? Or what about Fabian back in the 50s, that singer?
Probably not.
Okay, I was just curious.
And then from there, though, the Students for a Democratic Society.
Democratic, huh?
Yep, that comes right from the Fabian socialists.
Okay.
Then from there, Weather Underground comes is born from the Students for Democratic Society.
Yeah. Bill Ayer.
And then Bill Ayers is born from Weather Underground. And Obama is from Bill Ayers. It's still directly linked to him.
Okay.
Second way is Karl Marx, who taught Antonio Gramsci. Gramsci learned from Karl Marx his ideology.
Okay.
And then Saul Alinsky learns it through Antonio Gramsci.
Sure.
Yep. And then
from one loser to another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Clower Devon strategy, which I'm not too familiar about, but basically it's the welfare strategy.
Yep.
And Wade Rathke is also connected to that, to the welfare strategy, who is also linked directly to Acorn, which is directly linked to Obama.
And we've seen all the fraud involved with that. Folks, I guarantee there's crime all around every one of these individuals.
Yep.
The problem with the American people, why it's gotten to where it's got today, is because the American people didn't deal with them in their crimes. It's that simple. No, it's no big deal. No, I know it starts back in the 1800s, and now we're in 2012. We've seen how it's grown and grown and grown, incrementally, little by little, just like the Lord said. But what did the Lord say? If you keep judgment, you'll prosper in this. What does it say on the Supreme Court building? Justice is the guardian of liberty. Without justice, folks, you don't have liberty. The reason they're doing what they're doing today is because they don't feel your steel. When there's a sword fight, listen, when you feel mush, what do? You keep attacking. That's why they keep attacking. They keep going forward during that sword fight because you've put your sword down, friends. Let them feel your steel. You were just telling me right before we got back on the air, Heather, that 130 million people have been murdered by a communist government in times of peace.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
And then if you consider abortion, which communism
55
promotes.
Million in America alone, and Obama is trying to make the American people pay for abortion in other countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I'd like to ask some people, can somebody call me right now? 1-877-807, specifically for this question. 1-877-807-9977. Give me the definition of crime, and then give me the definition of what a criminal is. Because I need to understand. Because for the most part, people think this is a joke. And to show you how the left and the right are, I don't know if everybody heard about this, but Sean Hannity, on a daily basis, practically, has Karl Rove, who used to be in the Bush administration. And he's a good guy, right? Folks, I don't know if anybody's aware of this or not, but do you guys remember back down in Alabama? Remember when they took the Ten Commandments out of Judge Roy Moore's court? Did you know that Karl Rove and George Bush were personally responsible for having that removed? No, he told us he was a Christian. I know, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You pay attention to what he says rather than what he does. Karl Rove today has been found out for now telling people that are trying to defund Planned Parenthood, you better reinstate the monies for Planned Parenthood. See, folks, you have to take people not at face value. You have to know them by what falls from their branches. You have to judge them by your fruit. Jesus told us this time and time again. But anyways, let's get back to this point. I just thought it was interesting that this is all coming to the surface. There's no difference.
Yeah.
There's absolutely, they're all both working for the same side.
If you were to just plug your ears and just look at what they do, you would see any, wouldn't see
some
any difference.
Some people could be transported to the sun, Heather, and they couldn't see it.
Yeah.
You have to be willfully blind at that point. Or stuff your ears so you don't have to hear the truth. Yeah. So.
And then the third link was from the Students for Democratic Society. The Reverend Jim Wallace, who is Obama's spiritual advisor, comes straight from that, which came from the State of Socialists, which goes down to Karl Marx.
What we're hearing today, though, is everybody likes Obama more than Romney. Folks, this... Can you vent for a minute? I am so blown away. Economics, the economy. Here, you know what the irony of all this is with Romney and Obama? Obama? The irony of all this, friends, is they're asking the people that have been in government to fix the problems that these people have created. Think about that. These are the same people. Oh, and this man is raking in millions of dollars a day through the ignorance of the American people. We have to get rid of Obama at all cost. Well, what are you waiting until November 4th for? Why don't you just impeach him?
Right.
Hello, let's not talk about that, Bradley. That would take a couple weekends off of my summer vacation to have to do that. But just think, folks, I say this, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. The American people could change this country in a month if they meant what they said. And if it went further than their words. Yeah. So, anyways, I wanted to share that with you. And thank you, Heather. I appreciate that. Now, let's get to the DNC, and let's listen to the brilliance. Let's go ahead and play that.
General, what are your thoughts on socialism?
Socialism, I think, to me, it's American way.
I wish we had it.
Socialism is the American way because that's all he's ever been told. Yes. What did Vladimir Lenin say? Oh, useful idiots. Yes. Whoa. Man, this brother from another mother's fallen right in the line. Y'all. Yes. Oh, as they're all being laughed at. Go ahead, next.
Think about it, guys.
I don't know too much about socialism.
Socialism is a term that the other side throws out there to scare people.
Do we know what socialism is?
Our neighboring country, Canada, can do it. Third world country, also sort of a neighbor country, Cuba is doing it. European countries are doing it.
Socialism, what does that word mean nowadays?
What are your thoughts on socialism?
Stop for a second. Okay, did you hear what he said? He named all the socialist countries, I'm sorry. Well, if they're doing it, let's do it. Man, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Socialism is something, or it's a term that the right uses. It's what you're promoting, you useful idiot. You useful idiot, you are being used by your schoolmaster to dummy you down. When you forsook God and departed from his commandments, you gave yourself over to your slave master. Do you understand that? To you people on the left side of the aisle, let's say it this way. To those crossless people in this country that don't understand who we are, you uneducated fools, let me tell you this. Harriet Tubman said, I have freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. Let's go back to the DNC and listen to some of them slaves.
I think a lot of people don't understand what it is.
I'll tell you what is socialism. Socialism is when we have insurance companies that can dictate to us how much we are going to pay, who have no control at all. That's socialism.
Did you hear what this lady said? Who's doing that? She's at the DNC, friends. Obama is doing that. You know what? Here, I think this is what we should do. Well, since everyone else is jumping off the bridge, I think we should too. I mean, they're doing it, and they're doing it too. But friends, let me ask you, how do you have a government that doesn't have stop signs? Because if they don't have stop signs, then who are they ruled by? That should scare the chocolate and your ignorance out of you. That should scare the chocolate out of anybody. I still haven't had a phone call specifically for what is crime or specifically what is a criminal. This is incredible. Let me ask you the question, friends. Is this lawful as to what the DNC is promoting? No. That is the definition of a criminal. That is the definition of crime. How come the leftist blogs... How come they never, ever keep me in context when I say stuff like that? How come they never report stuff like that? I'll tell you why. Because they know that it's true. That's why. Go to the next one, Kerry.
It does not exist in the United States except in the minds of some weird people on the right.
There is socialism everywhere.
It's the socialist countries that are doing the best. I've just returned from Europe. And I'll tell you, people there are very happy.
It helps
people. Whoa. They're very happy with what? Their immorality is what they're happy with. They're doing well over there? And you just got back from Europe? Man, I'm just kind of curious. Why is the world, for some reason, afraid of the economy? What's going on in Europe right now, lady? What's going on in Europe right now, lady? Aren't you kind of like the straw that breaks the camel's back over there in Europe? America, you might want to ask yourself the question, if Europe is having financial problems, what does that have to do with you outside of trade? Just curious. You got Bradley, the Sons of Liberty. I'll be right back after this break. I will close it up. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hey, you know what? If they're going to do it, I'm going to do it too. You know? Yeah, I'm going to a big party in hell, man. Whoa.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like.
On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We got a bold brother from Michigan. Is that Michigan or is that Missouri? What a cool name. I'm going to sit here and talk about him for a minute before he gets on here so he gets more worked up, nervous. Maybe even wet himself before he gets on. I don't know. I mean, only 53 countries are listening to us. Tours. On a, I don't know, 6 days a week. I mean, don't worry about that. Hey, Chase, don't worry about how many people are listening to you right now. And don't worry about saying the wrong thing. Just don't curse. Don't use any vulgarities. The Christian radio broadcast. Conservative, patriot. Because if you do, I'm going to have to rebuke you in front of everybody, and I don't want to have to do that. You know, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. I don't think people realize that, Chase. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. You know, most people say, well, Bradley's got an attitude problem. Attitude problem with what? America, I'm on your side. If you know who you are. Chase, are you on my side, by the way?
What's that?
Are you on my side?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know if I had to live on the phone with me or what. You know, am I going to get whacked here? But whatever
you're
the
good,
case might
you're
be.
You're good. I held it in. Don't worry.
Yes. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, I looked up crime and criminal. Ready?
Yep.
According to Webster's 1828, of course, crime is an act which violates the law, divine or human, and or an act which violates a rule of moral duty. So it's not only doing something that's wrong, but not doing something that you should do. So that kind of adds a little bit to the mix there. And then a criminal is somebody who is guilty of a crime. It's pretty straightforward. But especially that second part, an act which violates a rule of moral duty. If people aren't standing up and fighting for what's right, I just read, I think it was an MLK quote the other day. It's like, the day you stop fighting for what's right is the day you stop living, or something like that. I can't remember what exactly the quote was.
Oh, it's true, though, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
Martin Luther said, if I rest, I rust.
Yeah, seriously. It's like we're supposed to be fighting here. If we're not fighting, we're just as guilty of the crime as the criminals themselves. I mean, you really are criminals yourself.
It shows
you're not fighting against them.
Amen. It just shows ingratitude towards the freedom that's been given unto them. America has been redeemed. And it's interesting how many people are willing to just roll over on that. Now, hey, Chase, was that it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
I appreciate it, bro. I really do. It's good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. I just got a text. Fellowship is from God. There's no party in hell. Amen. Now, that was my point, though. But when I don't know who that is. Whoever just sent that, will you tell us your name? I hate when people are incognito. It's like, listen, I'm a public figure, and my face is on everything. And I say what's in my heart, so won't you too? I think Chase meant to say what MLK said. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. That's exactly right. I believe more than anything, it just shows ingratitude. Do we get any more DNC? Oh, there's some more. Folks, listen. The festivities are not over yet. Here's some more of these brainiacs. Bradley, why are you making fun of them? Oh, Elijah was on Mount Carmel. And he was literally mocking the false prophets. Friends, it gets to the point where you're dealing with irrational people. Well, does that give you a license to be irrational? No, but it does give me the license to be a little funny about it, right? So let's go on with the DNC. Here's some more of these bright geniuses.
Other countries are doing, and see what they are, and see how they work for those countries, and see what we can learn.
The report came out that Cubans are living longer than Americans.
I mean, just because you give somebody something, is that socialism?
Well, hang on a second. They may live longer in Cuba than Americans do if they submit to that government. Isn't that kind of frightening? Oh, might I interject, Mr. Winston Churchill? Some people thought he was a good guy. Some thought he was a bad guy. He said, you think he was drunk when he said this, by the way, in Parliament? Socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. That's right. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Its inherent virtue is the equal share of misery. And we all know misery loves company. Oh, thank you. Did you just hear my email go off? He sent his name. Oh, so bold. So forthright. Oh, man. This brother's got his sword in the air. Thank you, my friend Dave. He said, fellowship is from God. There's no party in hell. Lots of love. Lots of love, brother. Lots of brotherly love. Right, Dave? All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead. DNC.
Socialism to advocate for universal health care coverage. Everybody in the United States do not have insurance, so we need to provide that. Do you have Canada?
No, that was okay. I was just going to say, really what these people are saying is, I don't believe God. My Bible tells me that I am the Lord that healeth thee. My Bible tells me in the book of Acts 10, verse 28, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Deuteronomy 28, he said he would take all sickness away from us. What about Paul when he was going through his sickness, his illness? Yes. I'm not saying we're immune or we're impervious to sickness. I'm just simply saying, friends, hey, he is who he says he is. I trust God. You want to trust a government that wants to tell you when and how and where and how much? That's pretty crazy stuff. Go ahead.
That provides insurance to everybody, so why not us?
People in the States are not really aware of the wonderful medical system they have in Canada.
Oh, the wonderful medical system that they have in Canada. If they get too sick, you know what they want to do? They want to come across the border and come to America, my friend. Did you forget about that? Because of the waiting lines. Did you forget about that? They couldn't be cured right away. They couldn't be seen by the doctor. They couldn't proceed with making themselves well, so they had to come to America because they had to wait too long. Did you forget about that, Mr. DNC spokesperson? Ah! I bet you probably did. Oh, my goodness, friends. In their confusion. Boy, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. Canada's great. Then move there. Just move there. Hello? My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. I only have goodness in the Christ. Amen. Folks, nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. This is the DNC. Go ahead. More stupidity, please.
Everybody seems to throw socialism around like they actually know what in the hell they're talking about.
They lack the understanding to know what it means.
You know, the banks are getting bailed out. That's socialism.
And I think the government has a role to step in when the economy is about to collapse.
Whenever the government can help.
Whoa. Why does the economy collapse? Because of bad government. Hello? Mismanagement. Hello? You have an economic problem in this country today, folks, because of bad government. Hello? Men that can't tell the truth, men that lie, and men that steal. Hello? Did you know that at the DNC, where God's name was supposed to be placed 50 times, they used government instead of God? This is the definition of socialism. Go ahead. Socialism.
You must socialize in order to economize.
Hey, listen, brother, Mr. Bob Marley, student, disciple. You're going to sit around and get stoned your whole life and think everything's going to be okay? You slothful slouch. Folks, Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, demons, imps, and the like, raising the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? And just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one who could come up with a new deception by giving him all he could desire. Soon, a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I can do to deceive the people further. What, said Satan with a loud, growling anticipation? I can tell the people that there's no God, responded the demon. No, said Satan with a loud voice, you fool. Man knows within himself that there's a creator, for creation itself testifies of this very truth. Soon after, another minion approached Satan and said, I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys. With a loud voice, Satan reprimanded this one by saying, there is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness. Are there none here that have a better way of deceiving the people than those who have approached me? I thought I had taught you better than that, said Satan. One more step forward from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approached the father of lies and said, I will tell these created beings of the Most High God and Jesus Christ that there is more time. That there is more time. Today is the day of salvation, friends, not tomorrow. And by the way, this demon was the rewarded demon by Satan and went forth to deceive mankind by telling them, you still have more time. You're not promised tomorrow, friends. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, 1 John 3:18. I love you by what I do. Talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.